You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You can hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Alex Dunn, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott, the team in the studio, racing on both the flat and over the obstacles. We've got Pontefract on the level, and that card includes a listed race in the shape of the Flying Filly Stakes. We've got Jumping at South Alone Domestic Front and action over the Irish Sea over the obstacles at Tramore. So plenty to get stuck into. Do join them for that. So right now, my name is Mark Walton. I'm joined by Ross Briley. How are you, Ross?
I'm all right, Mark Walton. Good to know your name currently is Mark Walton. That's good.
It always sounds like that, doesn't it? Yeah. As if it's going to change after I've done the podcast.
Right now, my name's Mark Walton, but this evening, who knows?
You don't want to know what I'm called on a Saturday evening, Ross. Anyway, moving on from that. we had some very good racing on Saturday. Feature meetings, Ripon and Newbury, and the one of the big races at Ripon was the William Hill Silver Trophy. We got a real good finish there in the end, split by the width of the track. It's a consolation for the William Hill Great St Wilfrid race, and a regular in that race came out on top in the Silver Trophy.
Hyper Focus over to the far side, Growl down the near side. They're the two leaders, they race very wide apart. Growl under the stands rails, Hyper Focus, these are the two fighting out the finish to the William Hill Silver Trophy. There's not going to be a great deal in this. Hyper Focus and Growl, it goes to the judge, with in behind them far side Mark's Choice, then Airglow, Lucky Lucky Man, Royal Brave, Bossy Pop, and What a Guy followed.
Yeah, it went the way of Growl, narrowly getting the better of Hyper Focus in a photo finish. Mark's Choice third. Airglow was fourth, and at William Hill we paid the fifth as well, which was Lucky Lucky Man. Good to see Growl back in the winner's enclosure, or I think so anyway, because he's been a grand old performer down the years. He's plummeted down the handicap mark, and this was arguably one of the easiest tasks he's had for a little while in terms of grade, not in terms of numbers, and he's just about got the job done.
Can you tell me when his last win was? When do you reckon?
2018.
2016.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah. November, he won a listed race in November 2016, and he hasn't won since. But he's a grand old campaigner. I mean, he's won 350 before today. Oh, was that, maybe that does include today, but he's won 350 grand in prize money, but only 73 of that have come from winning races. So he runs massive races in big heritage handicaps, and because of that, his mark has barely moved. But after a few bad runs this season, he went down from 97 at the start of the year to 89 today. And bearing in mind he finished third off £10 higher in the main race last year, he was always going to have a bit of a squeak. And I thought Tony Hamilton gave him an absolute peach of a ride. He buried him down this near side rail. He kicked on from a long way out, because I think that's part of the problem with Growl. Doesn't really want to go past horses, so why not go past them? Why not kick on 3 furlongs from home and just keep going? Yeah, beat Hyper Focus, who was a neck in second on the other side. And they're both proper rip and specialists, and that's what it takes to win these races.
That was a close finish in the Silver Trophy. It was a wide margin winner, or a very comfortable winner. In the feature race, the William Hill Great St Wilfrid went the way of the favourite Dakota Gold, and he's fairly bolted up.
Dakota Gold is showing the way. Over to the far side is Musica. Then follows Summergand, who's staying on. Over to the far side as well with Citroen Major. But the one they've got to go and catch is Dakota Gold. Dakota Gold is clear by 3 lengths or so to Summergand, who's running on to the far side. Favourite wins the Great St Wilfrid. Dakota Gold goes one better than he did last year. Beats Summergand, Citroen Major, Musica, and next home Staxton down the stand side.
You were quite keen on Dakota Gold in the studio, Ross. He was runner-up in the race last year. Goes one place better this year, and he was ridden like he was the best horse in the race, and I think that's paid off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was given a very similar ride to Growl, in fact, but he's a progressive sprinter. He'd looked better this year than when he was running in last year's race, but obviously, you know, the race had already been given a boost by Growl winning, so he had a third and a second, have gone and won the Constellation and the main race this year. And they've got off at decent prices as well. But Conor Beasley was full of confidence. He found plenty for pressure at York. So he knew he was going to keep going and going and going. And again, why not kick on? It's a track that it's hard to get into. If you're not in a rhythm at Ripon, you've got very little chance. So if you're in that rhythm, you might as well take the bull by the horns. Beat Summergand, who again was another one who was buried on the rail, but on the far side. But yeah, just a cut above. He's won that off 99 by 2.5 lengths. He's going to go up £7 or £8 for that, and he's going to have to go into listed and group races. But I don't think Michael Dodds would be too bothered about that.
He certainly proved he's worthy of that, hasn't he, now, anyway? Michael Dodds, trainer. Conor Beasley on board. Dakota Gold, the winning favourite at 5-1 in the William Hill Great St Wilfrid. Beat Summergand, who's run well again in defeat. Finished second at 15-2. Citroën Major was third at 18s. Mashika fourth at 14-1. And we paid the fifth there as well. Staxton, if you back Staxton each way with us here at William Hill, you'll be paid out at 18-1 each way in that feature race at Ripon, the William Hill Great St Wilfrid. We also had some good racing at Newbury. Their feature was the 335, the Hungerford Stakes, and that went the way of Glorious Journey. Yeah, winner for Charlie Appleby and James Doyle there. Glorious Journey, the winner, Ross. He's run well. Librisa Breeze has run an absolute screamer in second there on his return from an absence, and the favourite eventually finishing third, Safe Voyage. Not sure what to make of the race. I wasn't sure what to make of it going into it, and on the back of it, I'm not entirely sure either.
Yeah, it's a funny division, isn't it? The sort of 7 furlong group horses, because you don't have that many races really to take advantage. I mean, in terms of, you know, Group One contest, you have to wait till France at the back end of the season. So. It does attract a bizarre group of horses, and they are fairly inconsistent or specialists in their grade. And I think the ground was the big player here. So Dancelot doesn't like it soft. Hager Man didn't seem to handle conditions. Glorious Journey, though, was second in this race last year and seemed to relish it. I thought Librisa Breeze was going to come and win. He's a really likable horse. He had a terrible year last year. Just everything went wrong. But he looked a completely different animal this time around, and be fascinating to see what he can do in Ascot's sprints and, you know, heavy ground at Ascot the back end of the season, what he relishes. He's 7 years old now, but he ran a cracker. But he just ran into Glorious Journey, who's, again, another one where they haven't quite found his ideal conditions, but he settled well today.
I don't want to sound too harsh, or I don't want to sound harsh at all, really, but Safe Voyage, he's had a great season, hasn't he? He's won several races, finished third and second recently in group races. Given the conditions today, should have been ideal. He didn't really quite travel as well as he normally does. Is that a disappointing effort from him, or am I being harsh?
Maybe. There's two defeats at Group 2 Company. I think he's maybe reached the ceiling of his ability. But he's fantastic at Haydock, and he loves soft ground. So he's going to have plenty of opportunities. I know what you mean. It probably was a little bit disappointing, but he never seemed completely within himself today, and he didn't quite settle into the bridle, and I think there'll be another day for him.
Glorious Journey, the winner 100-30. Bit of interest there, as always. Backed him from around about 4-1 before the race. Librisa Breeze was second, and Safe Voyage third. 100-30, 16s and 5-2. The SPs there in the Hungerford. That was a look at the feature races, if you like, from Saturday. Did anything else catch your eye before we move on?
I mean, Moll Davis has just bolted up at Doncaster. Anyone who backed that horse at Glorious Goodwood will be livid because it, you know, could have easily won on that occasion and probably should have done based on how it's done it today. Apart from that, I think that's probably about it. There were some good races earlier on, and I think Mutafawig was very interesting. That won a novice race at Doncaster in the 2:15, first time out. Loved the ground and galloped them into submission. So Mutafawig's a little bit interesting, but the other races, I'm going to have to go back and watch the replays and make some notes.
Let's refer to your notes for Sunday's action then, shall we? Let's move on to the action at Pontefract. Ross has got three races he's going to give us his opinions in. 4.30 and 5.30 are the two main selections for Ross. But there is a listed race on the card at 3.30, a listed race for the fillies. It's the Flying Fillies Stakes. Over six furlongs, decent field actually. We've got a field of 11 set to go to post here. I suppose shades of blue will be towards the top end of the market given how consistent she is, if nothing else. But is she one that you can take on here, given that she does struggle to get ahead in front a little bit?
Probably yes. She's a very likable type. She's not really run a bad race at all. Great runs in the Queen Mary and a couple of runs at York and a winner in a listed race at Maison Lafitte. And Royal Intervention got into a nice rhythm at York last time out, so I don't think it was any disgrace to get beat. Conditions will be interesting. Hasn't really faced anything softer than good. It is quite nice out at the moment in Leeds, so it could quicken up and it could be all right. But there was a couple of unexposed types against Shades of Blue I was more interested in. And they were Last Empire and Prince de Sable, or Princess des Sables, if you prefer. Both of which are coming into this off career best performances. They were in handicaps, admittedly, but they're well drawn. They're in two and three, respectively. Last Empire relished the soft ground at Haydock last time out and has looked a real sprinter going places. And Prince of Sable loves this track. Had a couple of races where she hadn't looked herself, but she fairly bolted up at Haydock last time out in a very strong time, and she's got good form around here as well. So I think those two were the ones worth taking on the market leader with.
A couple to consider from Ross in that listed race at Pontefract then, and I do like to say Prince de Sable because it makes me sound like I'm, you know, continental flair and all that.
I'm not. You're very Yorkshire.
Princess de Sable. Anyway, we're off to Pontefract for the 4.30 as well on Sunday. The one that Ross has picked there is a novice stakes. It's over a mile. We've got a field of 10 set to go to post for this. Lightly raced, unexposed kind of field, or the protagonist will be anyway. What do you like in there?
I was really impressed with Eva Maria on her win last time out. It's actually quite a good race, to be fair. Storting's shown some form, reaction times from a yard in form as well. Beethoven's Gal went in my horse tracker at Dundalk back in December and has somehow turned up here for different connections. So there's different angles of interest, but there's a lot of money behind Eva Maria at Thirsk, and she landed the spoils very nicely indeed. Tracked the runners out in front and smoothly swept to the front to win by four lengths. I thought that was a really impressive performance. It was a good time as well. And I think they'll be teeing her up at potential black type angles later on in the season. So conditions absolutely ideal for her. If she can win this with a penalty, I think she'll be very smart indeed. And fingers crossed she can.
Ross siding with Eva Maria to back up that recent success then in the 4.30 at Pontefract, and the 5.30 is another race Ross has picked out. Division 2 of six furlong handicap, field of 10 set to go to post for this one. What's made you pick this race?
Well, we were just been saying on air about Paul Midgley being an expert trainer when it comes to finding the right race for his sprinters. And it could well be that Saluti has found its level. We've seen Related win at Thirsk. We saw Orvar win at Doncaster on Saturday when dropping down to a workable mark. Saluti hasn't been with Paul Midgley for very long. Was with Amanda Perrott. Went up to marks in the mid-80s last season after a couple of good wins. But has come steadily tumbling down to a mark of 76. Which means that they've managed to drop this into 0-75 company for the first time in its career. And it's caught the eye a couple of times. Nottingham behind Spring Romance, it was given too much to do. Haydock last time out, it was the opposite and they went far too quick in front. So it's not quite worked out for Saluti this season. But, like I said, drawn in one round Ponty, dropped to 76. Graham Lee in the saddle, who's having a very good season. It just all looks in place for a big run.
Saluti then, everything in place for a big run for Ross in that 5.30 of those three races, what's your strongest opinion?
I think Eva Maria is the strongest opinion, but it will also be the shortest price. So I'm probably just back them all.
I like it, yeah. If in doubt, back them all. Thank you very much, Ross. Been a pleasure. Best of luck and enjoy the action on Sunday.
You too, Mark Walton.
That's the thoughts of Ross Briley on Sunday's racing. You can hear it on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Alex Dunn, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott, the team in the studio. It's that card at Pontefract, accompanied by Southwell and Tremor. So three meetings to go out, two jumpers and a flat meeting. Something for everybody, as they say. Do join them on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50. Thank you very much for joining us on this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.